Pacific 92 East Coast Radio.
We say hello to Trezor on the phone right now. He has a new song coming out called Zwakala ahead of his album Motion that's due in September. Hello, Trezor.
Hello, hello. How you guys doing?
We are awesome. We want to hear from you. How are you surviving lockdown? Where are you spending lockdown?
I'm great, man. Blessed, grateful. It's been, of course, challenging times for a lot of musicians because we've been confined into our homes and not do what we love in public. But other than that, it's been, I think, a blessing in disguise. I've been creating and just keeping well and looking after myself, but it's really been amazing.
Your songs never disappoint us. They always have this happy thing about them, and I'm quite excited about the new one that you are releasing ahead of your album, Zwakala.
Thank you so much. I'm glad. I mean, that song is really special, and I wanted to incorporate certain elements of Kimela and Ray Piri music I grew up listening to, and I'm really excited for people to be able to hear it and share the thoughts, and I cannot also wait to share the video, which is going to be an out-of-the-box one. I think it's going to be quite something because I managed to go a bit out of the box and create something that expresses about a lot of freedom of expression, especially from inside.
Yes. You mentioned Stimela and Ray Piri. Are those artists your inspiration behind your music?
Yeah, they're one of the biggest inspiration I've had when it comes to composition, and I really appreciate the work.
And Trezor, how do you feel you have evolved as an artist and grown since you started releasing music?
I've really evolved quite a lot as an artist. For me, it's been such an incredible journey. It's been a blessing. It's been a beautiful journey that I've really enjoyed being part of. And just watching myself as a young man coming to life and coming alive with my craft has really been amazing. And I'm at a stage where I think Motion, my upcoming album, is more than anything. It's a statement of boldness, a statement of courage. It's a statement of breaking out of any box on a global stage. And I'm hoping to just bring about a new sonic identity from Africa on the global stage. And that's what Motion is about. And I'm really happy and grateful for this journey that has really evolved so beautifully.
You're also very comfortable experiencing or experimenting rather with new and different sounds. And you're also one of those artists locally who collaborate a lot. Have you got any collaborations on Motion?
Yes, done some really exciting collaboration. And I really love collaborative artists whose work I really adore and appreciate. So I have Psyche on the current project as well as Anati, who's a really good friend of mine, both actually. And I'm excited. I can't wait for people to hear the music.
Talking about this new album, and we're talking about artists that you've collaborated with, you've mentioned Msaki as one of them. Is there someone that you've not yet, but you have hopes of one day making music with?
Yeah, for sure. I think when it comes to music, it's always exciting to discover new sounds and finding new artists to be able to record with. But there is quite the list of incredible artists I'd love to collaborate with. It's quite long. But on top of the list, I have exciting artists from overseas. For me, I think I'd love to do something possibly with Burna Boy in the next 12 months.
Nice. Amazing.
I'd love to do something with Daft Punk and Pharrell Williams.
That would be brilliant. That would be, wow. It would sound, I can't even begin to imagine what that would sound like.
Yeah. One of my favorite writers being Chris Martin from Coldplay.
I love him. I love his music.
He's a great writer, you know.
And Trezor, many people may not know this, but you have your own record label. Are you releasing this album with your label?
Correct, yes. I licensed the label the album via my label, and I have a few partners in Africa. We work very closely with our friends at Universal Music. We have other partners such as, I've released before via Warner and Virgin in the UK and Ultra in the US. So I have a few partners around the world via the label, and I'm really excited, man. It's a blessing for me to be able to invest in my craft and own my craft.
And what do you want us, the fans, to take away from Motion?
Motion is a bold statement, sonic bold statement. I'd love for people to be still, listen, and be immersed in it and discover the beauty of the actual project, and hopefully get to transport them to a different kind of phase, just emotionally. I've really enjoyed working on the project, and I believe it will be able to be something that will leave a great mark in African pop music sphere for a long time.
Well, ladies and gents, there you have it. Trezor joining us on East Coast Radio this afternoon, telling us about his upcoming album and his new single that we shall expect shortly, and how we should leave a mark in this world. Thanks, Trezor.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. Cool. Bye.
Bye.
Go, 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 go. Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.